The Journey of Crazy Horse, A Lakota History by Joseph Marshall III, read by the author. Introduction to a Hero Story. The winter of 1866-1867 was bitterly cold, and snows were deep along the foothills of the Shining or Bighorn Mountains in the region the Lakota call the Powder River Country, in what is now north-central Wyoming. Buffalo were scarce, and hunters had great difficulty finding elk and deer. Crazy Horse, then in his mid-twenties, and his younger brother Little Hawk, did their share of hunting, risking their lives in the frigid temperatures as they searched for whatever game they could find. One day, a sudden blizzard forced them to seek shelter, but in the midst of it, they happened to see several elk that were also hiding out of the wind. After the storm abated somewhat, the two hunters brought down several elk with their bows and arrows, not easy to do in extreme sub-zero weather. They transported the meat home and saved their relatives and friends from starvation. Only weeks before, on another unbelievably cold winter day, Crazy Horse had led 9 other fighting men in luring 80 soldiers into an ambush by several hundred Lakota and Cheyenne warriors and into a battle known in annals of Western history as the Fetterman Battle or Fetterman Massacre. It was a hard-fought battle and a decisive victory for the Lakota and their Cheyenne allies. During the decoy action, Crazy Horse stopped well within enemy rifle range and calmly scraped ice from his horse's hooves.